Kevin Mullen and his wife, Jenny Kemp, opened Rare Form Brewing Company in downtown Troy in 2014. And at Rare Form, they share their love of beer and art. And Kevin is here with us to tell us more. Thank you for being here, Kevin.
Thank you for having me.
So you and Jenny wanted to open a brewery years before Rare Form came to be. Can you share the origin story?
Yeah, absolutely. So I got into beer a long time ago, early 1990s, and I was living in Colorado at the time, met Jenny, my wife, who was also big into beer. We moved to Seattle, and long story short, started brewing quite a bit and wanted to open a brewery out there. Thought that we would put it off a little bit, and she would go to get her master's in fine arts painting. So we started looking for programs, and that was what brought us out here. A year and a half, 2 years into the program, kind of fell in love with Troy and decided to start looking at least in this area first and some other towns around as well. We looked at Hudson and looked at Beacon, but then kind of settled on Troy, and we're now open and about a half a block away from where we were living at that time too.
And so how do you decide what beers you want to brew? It's certainly an art form in itself, and I'm sure a lot goes into it. How do you pick one?
You know, that's something that I take really kind of precious. I think about ones that I really like to drink first and foremost. Two is something that's always going to kind of challenge us and make us learn something more as we're brewing it. And there's a lot of styles out there that are not overly done. So I want to kind of pick one of those and work with those a little bit as well. And that's the fun part about it, you know, is being creative and being able to be innovative, but at the same time, pull a little history and these other recipes that are out there in the past from years ago or not being brewed too often, and then make our own little tweak to it and do how we make it taste how we want it to taste on.
And so how does the city of Troy itself influence your choices?
The city has been really helpful with it. One is we just like the art culture that's here. That's a big piece of us for us. You know, we first moved into Albany, and knock on Albany, but all of our friends were living in Troy at the time we were meeting, and the art community here in 2009 was starting to really kind of take off. And so we came over here and we started being a part of another gallery called Collarworks. And then we were originally trying to find a space that we could have Collarworks and the brewery together or somewhat together. That didn't quite work out, but now we both have two different spaces, so we're happy.
And tell us about this Carass Porter and the coconut Carass.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Carass Porter, really nice, robust porter, has a lot of body to it. It's 6% alcohol. You don't taste any of that alcohol, which is kind of mid-range, which is really nice. You get this roasty, characteristic, almost iced coffee on there, but with a really smooth finish and nice mouthfeel to it.
I noticed like a few of the beers that you have like the nut brown ale and a couple kinds of porter there. They seem to be on the rise versus it was really like all IPAs was super popular for a while. You feel like they're a bit played out maybe?
You know, you want to think that, but it's not the case. It's crazy. You can take all the other beer styles in the entire world, put them all together, and IPA is still going to sell more than all of them combined. It's amazing, you know, and there's breweries that are opening up in other places. You can go down to Florida and hit a brewery that they have 12 beers and every single one of them is a New England style IPA and they're not making anything else. So I don't think the style is going anywhere relatively soon, but they are, you know, a lot of the brewers kind of tend to lead how that beer transitions out. And a lot of brewers are making pilsners and tasting pilsners and drinking alt beers and drinking Schwartz beers, which I think we might see a little bit more rise in lagers as we did with sours as well. But that kind of started with brewers drinking them and then people starting to catch that on. But it will be hard for the IPAs to kind of fade off. I mean, I like them too, but each beer has its own place.
Absolutely. What new style are you starting to get into now that you might want to incorporate onto your lineup later?
I really like our Mexican lager. Mexican lager, it has 20% New York corn in there. So we use nice corn, which adds this kind of soft tortilla shell characteristic in there on the bottom of the beer, which is really nice and just really refreshing.
And your brewery supports local artists and locally produced snacks. Where does that collaboration come from?
You know, a lot of it is people's art that we like. My wife's being an artist, and we're both board members on Collarworks as well. And so we have a lot of people around here that make some really good art. And then we tap them in for certain things along those lines. And then we use, you know, a lot of Jenny's work for almost everything as well. And the majority part of that, snacks is, you know, farmer's market. We go to the farmer's market, see things that we like and enjoy and see how we can put it on a plate, together with other things and combine those flavors.
And you have some upcoming events at Rare Form this week, right?
We do. Yeah. Every Wednesday we have our trivia night. And this weekend is the Kilt Crawl, Troy Kilt Crawl, which is a combination between, I think it's 15 different bars in town are all going to have a beer from one of the three breweries that are here in the area, Us, Browns, and Schmaltz. And we've all teamed up together to have different events and different stuff at all of those places. So it'll be a really fun trip.
Is the kilt mandatory?
No.
Where can people find you on social media?
We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram and a Twitter. Facebook is Rare Form Brewing. Pretty much straightforward.
Excellent. And otherwise, can you tell us where the tap room is?
Yeah, we're at 90 Congress Street, right between 3rd and 4th. And if you're around there, we're Kitty Corner from Mannery's and Kitty Corner from Troy Kitchen.
All right. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
We look forward to drinking more of your products.
Well, thank you.
Again, that was Kevin Mullen, co-founder of Rare Form Brewing, telling us about the brewery's vision. You can stop by Rare Form any day of the week, 90 Congress Street in downtown Troy. Visit rareformbrewing.com to see their hours.